Again, all morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. Still to come this morning, Randi Zuckerberg, sister of Facebook founder Mark Zuckerberg, talks about the animated series she created to empower girls. But next is the Amazon Prime series Tumbleleaf. On the phone with me now is executive producer Kelly Bixler. It's our pleasure to welcome Kelly Bixler to the show. Good morning, Kelly. How are you?
Thank you. I'm very well. Good to be here.
My pleasure. So how did you get involved in children's programming?
Oh, gosh. I started out many, many years ago in my career wanting to be a director. But it really was a fluke that I got into animation. And then from animation, our company, Bix Pix Entertainment, actually got into preschool. We just loved stop motion animation. And it was an idea that was brought to me by one of my employees, Drew Hodges, about this little blue boy that actually turned into a little blue fox that I fell in love with, and we nurtured, and it became Tumbleleaf.
All right, so tell us about Tumbleleaf and its popular cast of characters.
Tumbleleaf is a preschool series. Our sweet spot is 3 to 5 year olds. It is a world of really rich color. It's pretty much all outdoors. It's an island that's made of very different, unique areas, and it stars Fig the Fox. He's very curious and all about play, and he lives on a ship with a family of chickens and rutabaga, zucchini, and butternut and squash. And the last season, we got baby Peach. We got a new member of the chicken family. And every day, there's a crab that lives on this island, and this crab is Ginkgo, and he's looking for something, and he traps things out in the ocean, and he finds, his treasures, and he usually discards the one, keeps one, and discards the other. And the other he tosses up into Fig's finding place, and Fig actually goes and looks and finds this treasure in the finding place, and that sort of starts the stories and leads us into an episode. And Fig inevitably goes and with this object to his two best friends, which Maple is a polar bear who lives just the next hill over on a glacier, and Hedge, who's a porcupine that lives with his auntie Pine. And they have great adventures in the world of Tumbleleaf.
So the show is on Amazon Prime. What is it like to have the show in this non-traditional yet growing medium? Because this is sort of new.
It is new. It's new and wonderful. Back when I started in the entertainment industry, we had probably 4 places that we content providers could go to actually sell our goods. And now with the streamers, we have, it's just opened up new opportunities, and really it's a great time to be a content creator, and because there's so many different places to go and to sell your shows, and they all offer, you know, different things. Even traditional broadcast is changing because streamers have made it, you know, we like episodic, we like to binge now, we like our content all at once. So it's interesting how watching television has actually changed. It's always the audience that makes us creators change, and that's a good thing.
All right. Now let's talk about some of the educational components of the show and what you guys focus on.
Yes, it was really important when Amazon started. We were the first kids show that was actually greenlit for Amazon Prime, and Amazon at that time was really concerned about doing programs that that parents would love their kids to watch, that had some educational value to them. And when we were creating the show, we sort of knew that all preschool shows are like that here in America. There is some sort of, even if it's social-emotional, there is some sort of educational component. And so we focused, because Fig loves to play, we focused on learning from play, and researched that and worked with Dr. Alice Wilder, who is sort of a foremost educator and psychologist of children, is attached to Blue's Clues and a whole bunch of other books and knowledge. And we sort of focused the whole curriculum around playing and how the importance of not only your kids, but us adults too. We need to remember to play, because that's where things, you make connections and you learn and you grow.
Okay, now the show won 11 Emmys, and I know, are you guys surprised by the success and the critical acclaim of the show? You know, the show being on Amazon Prime and things like that. Why do you think the show is so popular with viewers and industry insiders as well?
We just won our 12th Emmy, and actually tomorrow we're nominated for 4 more, so we're crossing our fingers, but we don't want to be too piggish. But no, we never thought that we would be winning all these Emmys and that we'd have so much success. It is lovely. We really made the show for us, and it was sort of its Big Pick's motto that we do entertainment not for our audience, but for us, because we're the audience. We want it to be rich in color. We want good stories. We want it to be lovely. We don't like villains. We want it a good message. We want positive outcomes. So I think basically stop motion in itself is so different looking. So I think visually, the colors that we use, the palette, the care of stop motion, it just makes it so visually interesting to watch. And then you add, you know, the great storytelling and the characters and the voices and the music. Elizabeth Scott and does our music and composer, and she's phenomenal. And you put all that together, and it just makes it easy to watch and love.
And in case you're just tuning in all morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows. On the phone with me now is Kelly Bixler. She is executive producer of Tumbleleaf, seen on Amazon Prime. Now, one of the coolest things about your show is that you guys use puppets, costume designers, and set designers. Tell us about the production that goes into putting this show together.
Yes, it's really stop motion is actually more like live action entertainment than it is animation, you know, hand drawing or computer CGI, because we have to build everything. Everything lives physically. So we are building sets, very tiny sets that actually are housed on tabletop, tiny miniatures. So if anybody had a dollhouse out there, that's our world. Mm-hmm. And we create these lovely sets, and we build the puppets. Our puppeteers have armatures, which are little metal ball and socket wires within the body, the surrounding, the outer surrounding of the puppet that make them movable. And then, like all your dolls, would have clothes to wear. And so we actually get costumers who have worked in live action theater to come in and do the costumes for our puppets and characters.
So for you, Kelly, what's the most rewarding aspect of working on your show, Tumbleleaf?
We open our shop to our fans, and they actually, a lot of them have, on their trips to Disney World out in California, have called us up, and they bring their little ones in. And to have, you know, a four-year-old in our studio looking at a puppet of Fig and getting so excited that they can't speak, that pretty much does it. That's why we do what we do.
All right. Well, if our listeners would like to find out more about Tumbleleaf and all the things that you guys do with the company, how can they find out more?
Go to our website, bixpix.com, and watch us on Amazon Prime.
All right. Thank you so much, Kelly.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
We've been speaking to Kelly Bixler, executive producer of Tumbleleaf, which is seen on Amazon Prime. Again, all morning long, we're taking you behind the scenes of some of your favorite children's educational shows.